One of the biggest questions facing SETI, at least how we search now using radio, is would an alien civilization choose to announce their presence to others using methods of communication that require massive amounts of energy? This is a problem for radio beacons. To be detected at a distance, these have to have some serious power behind them, and the timing has to be just right. You have to be looking at just the time when the signal arrives. Unless the signal is continuous and repeating, it may as well not have been sent. Nevertheless, contact beacons are possible, so we should look for them. But with other possible ways of detecting an alien civilization without a contact beacon through radio, we run into problems. A good example here would be directional radar, which can conceivably be very powerful. Say a civilization is mapping asteroids in their system using radar. We ourselves have done a bit of that, and someone might have seen it. But because the signal is a one-off by nature and won't repeat, no conclusions can be drawn. Repeatability is key for determining if a signal is of alien origin, and without a repeat, we'll be stuck with our current state of affairs. Even if a signal appears to be of alien origin, something perhaps like the WAV signal, we can't say for sure without corroboration. But on the other hand, expensive, intentional, high-power radio signals aren't something someone might put the resources into repeating, such as with our own Arecibo signal. And then there is the question of period. If a signal does repeat, you have no way of knowing the period of the pulses until you actually observe it repeating. So the signal may be detected once, but if it doesn't repeat for, say, 100 years, it takes that long to verify, at least. It may also be the case that we haven't detected alien radio beacons because their period may be far longer than we've been practicing SETI. Because of these issues, it has been suggested, increasingly so, that there may be better, more efficient ways for aliens to communicate than radio. This has led to a number of researchers rethinking just how aliens might be detected in recent years. One such addition to the growing number of alternative methods of SETI came out earlier this month in the form of a paper by Duncan Forgan, link in the description below. This paper is interesting because it goes beyond just a simple method for communication between alien species, but allows for a veritable intergalactic internet to be formed. It's a variation on the concept of transit SETI, which is where a civilization blocks a star's light in an unnatural way. The concept of building structures to block light from a star in order to announce your presence to alien astronomers looking at planetary transits is not a new one. It was originally advanced in a 2005 paper by Luke Arnold, link in the description below. Also in that paper are several models of what baffles would look like in light curves, including a triangle, but also louvered structures. These could be made from anything, including something thin, like mylar, and might even greatly outlast the civilization that created them. Link to another Arnold paper in the description below on that subject. But one could make such visual beacons into dual-use structures, such as habitats, making them less expensive. And you could convey information with them, such as prime numbers and even data could be sent, employing something along the lines of Morse code. There are a lot of possibilities there. But the Forgan paper details a second way, somewhat of a hybrid. You could transmit your radio signal or a laser pulse while your planet is in transit in front of the star. This would require much lower energy than a huge omnidirectional radio transmission. It merely assumes, as does the baffle method, that astronomers in the universe will be looking for planetary transits. This is a reasonable assumption since we ourselves are looking at them and have used that method to detect hundreds of exoplanets. But the problem with transit communications is that the planet, or megastructure, blocking the light from the host star must be aligned to the line of sight of the observer. This is a serious issue, as most star systems are not going to be sufficiently lined up for transits. In fact, a majority of planets in the galaxy are undetectable right now due to the fact that the transits aren't lined up with Earth. Forgan took this into account in the paper and calculated that it's likely that only a few civilizations would be properly aligned at any given time. However, given that each civilization will be aligned slightly differently, if Civilization A sees Civilization B, then Civilization B might be able to see civilizations that A cannot. But given that A and B are in contact, B can simply relay communications between the other two civilizations. The idea is ultimately that all civilizations present in a galaxy would discover each other by relay, eventually completing the galactic internet, allowing everyone to communicate by relay, and such a thing could be built within less than a million years. A million years is not a long time in the geologic sense. The galaxy has been here for billions of years, long enough for many advanced civilizations to have come and gone. This opens up the possibility that the Galactic Transit Internet could exist right now in the Milky Way, awaiting discovery by us, ultimately allowing us to connect ourselves by building our own network of transit structures, and maybe making it easier for other civilizations to communicate more easily if we're aligned right. This particular idea would represent a profound discovery, even beyond the discovery of a single alien civilization. We would have access to information on many or most civilizations present in the galaxy, and if the system has existed a while, say billions of years, and everyone was collecting data that whole time, we would know about civilizations that may have formerly been present in the galaxy but no longer are. Even though communications in the system would still be governed by the speed of light limit no matter what we do, we would then, by relay, be able to very slowly communicate with any civilization with a connection to the Galactic Transit Internet, and they, in turn, may have data, albeit outdated by nature, on most of the other civilizations, or at least ones that have been around for a while. We could go from knowing nothing about intelligent life in our galaxy to knowing much of what can be known from a data dump from an alien civilization that could take centuries or longer to receive and read through. That's providing that we can figure out how to understand it all, which is a subject for a future video. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier. Be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.